Chapter 12. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And it happened, when Jeroboam the son of Nebat heard of it, for he was still in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, and Jeroboam lived in Egypt, he came straight to his own city in the land of Zerah in the hill country of Ephraim. And they sent and called for him. And Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came, and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make ye the grievous service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put on us, lighter, and we will serve you." He said to them, "Depart for 3 days, then come back to me." The people departed. King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men, who had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, "What counsel do you give me to return answer to this people?" They spoke to him, saying, "If you will be a servant to this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." But he forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and took counsel with the young men who had grown up with him, who stood before him. He said to them, "What counsel do you give, that we may return answer to this people, who have spoken to me, saying, 'Make the yoke that your father put on us lighter'?" The young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, "Thus you shall tell this people who spoke to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but make it lighter to us.' You shall say to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Now whereas my father burdened you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions.'" So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king asked, saying, "Come to me again the third day." The king answered the people roughly, and forsook the counsel of the old men which they had given him, and spoke to them according to the counsel of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions." So the king did not listen to the people, for it was a thing brought about of the Lord, that he might establish his word, which the Lord spoke by Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. When all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What portion do we have in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, Israel. Now see to your own house, David." So Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the men subject to forced labor, and all Israel stoned him to death with stones. King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot, to flee to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. It happened, when all Israel heard that Jeroboam was returned, that they sent and called him to the congregation, and made him king over all Israel. There was none who followed the house of David, but the tribe of Judah only. When Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah, and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men, who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam the son of Solomon. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah the man of God, saying, "Speak to Rehoboam the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all the house of Judah and Benjamin, and to the rest of the people, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, you shall not go up, nor fight against your brothers, the children of Israel. Everyone return to his house, for this thing is of me.'" So they listened to the word of the Lord, and returned and went their way, according to the word of the Lord. Then Jeroboam built Shechem in the hill country of Ephraim, and lived in it, and he went out from there, and built Penuel. Jeroboam said in his heart, "Now the kingdom will return to the house of David. If this people goes up to offer sacrifices in the house of the Lord at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn again to their Lord, even to Rehoboam king of Judah, and they will kill me, and return to Rehoboam king of Judah." Whereupon the king took counsel, and made two calves of gold, and he said to them, "It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Look and see your gods, Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt." He set the one in Bethel, and the other he put in Dan. Then this thing became a sin, for the people went before the one at Bethel and before the one as far as Dan. And he made houses on high places, and made priests from among all the people, who were not of the sons of Levi. Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like the feast that is in Judah, and he went up to the altar. He did so in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made, and he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places that he had made. He went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel, and went up to the altar, to burn incense.